It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Thanks for joining me. It's grilling season, and here are some great ideas from a brand new book called The Big Flavor Grill from Chris Schlesinger and John Willoughby. Today we're talking shrimp.
Well, we fortunately have had a lot of experience with being on the beach with a fire and having some great seafood, and we've always thought that shrimp is a very appropriate, you know, kind of seafood to cook on the grill, and it's easy to get, it's fresh, and they, you know, the grilling process is great for it. We grill it, and then we have some nice fresh corn tortillas, and we put a little salsa on there.
It's also got the grilled pineapple, which we've been a big proponent for quite a while of grilling through, which seems kind of odd when you first think of it, but it really enhances the sweetness of a lot of foods and gives it that little edge of smokiness there. And pineapple is a great one because it's what you need when you're grilling fruit is something you can stand up to, the, you know, moving around on the grill and all that, and pineapple is obviously one of those. So we just grill some circles of pineapple and chop them up and serve that in the tortilla with the grilled shrimp and the avocado. So it's a lot of sort of collection of Mexican flavors, actually.
What's nice is the way you have it laid out. You have prep, grill, toss. 1, 2, 3.
Right.
That's what people need these days, is simplicity, I think.
What we're trying to do is sort of return to the simplicity of grilling, because, you know, grilling is probably the first way people cooked, although possibly, you know, used embers in the fire. But, and so we thought these little signposts that we have in every recipe would sort of help people, as you said, it's kind of a roadmap.
Yeah.
And so these little signposts make it simple and easy to find your way.
Find out more on The Daily Dish at toniaskitchen.com.